Now, can you identify the signs of skin cancer? Do you know what changes in your skin to look out for? If you don't, well, you're not alone. A study of over 1,000 people by skin specialists in Cork has found that over half of people can't, and most people don't realise the dangers of tanning. The study was carried out by the dermatology department at South Infirmary, Victoria University Hospital in Cork. Dr. Katrina Gallagher is a consultant dermatologist involved in the study. Dr. Gallagher, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Hi, thanks for having me, Gavin.
Tell us why you carried out the study and what you found.
So I did this, it was a really, as you mentioned, a really large study I did with Professor Michelle Murphy in the South Infirmary in Cork. It was an all-Ireland study. We had over 1,000 respondents, included every county. And we did it because Professor Michelle Murphy, she runs a large skin cancer clinic in Cork, and she's very interested in early detection of skin cancer. And what we noticed in clinic is that patients, they aren't as informed as we felt they should be on the signs of skin cancer. There are a lot of promotional messages on sun protection and wearing sun cream, but not so much on the signs of skin cancer and what to look out for.
Did the study tell you anything you didn't already know, or did it just confirm suspicions that you had?
So it a bit of both. So we found, quite concerningly, people know that tanning and sunbathing is harmful, but they are happy to take this risk because they want to get a tan. And then, in addition, we find that people don't know how to check their own skin for the signs of skin cancer.
So what should people be looking for? I mentioned changes in skin, but that can cover a wide variety, really.
Absolutely, yeah. So skin cancer, we divide into melanoma skin cancer and non-melanoma skin cancer, and early detection can be curable. So for melanoma, we use the ABCDE rule, and you can look this up. You can look it up on Google Images, and it has nice images that you could even screenshot and save on your phone. So A is for asymmetry, so a nice regular mold. You can fold it over on itself. So you're looking for if it's asymmetrical. B is for border, if the borders are irregular, if the mole has jaggedy borders. C for color, if there's more than one color or if there's color changes within your mole. D for diameter, if it's greater than 6 millimeters. And E is for evolving, so if the mole is changing. And then you can also get non-melanoma skin cancer. So this is usually a basal cell carcinoma or a squamous cell carcinoma. And these are usually non-healing wounds. So they're usually cuts or sores, and they usually appear on sun-exposed sites. So it's very common on the face. And what we say as well is, if in doubt, check it out.
We'll be talking about summer weather or the lack of it later on a day like today. With the weather the way it is, as cloudy as it is, are people still at risk from the sun?
Absolutely, and especially if you use the UV index, we say to wear sun cream from March until October. So yeah, absolutely, and especially the sun doesn't know if you're out sunbathing or if you're just walking around. So it's the same for if you're going for a walk or if you're lying out tanning.
I was just reading some of the findings, and you were calling for perhaps a change in the way that tanning is presented or in campaigns about skin health. What do you think could be done to change attitudes?
I think that's really difficult. I don't know. I think it's something that's deeply, the appeal of a tan is something that's deeply ingrained in society, and I think it's just going to be something that's going to change in time. I know that we're slowly changing the attitudes to people smoking, so I think it's going to be something similar to that, but it's going to take time.
But there's no sign of that. I mean, certainly you can see amongst young people that they still perceive tanning, however it's done, as being an attractive feature.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think we're going to just have to involve maybe influencers, just get it out into the public that tanning is actually dangerous. Tanning, what it does is it damages the DNA in our skin cells. Over time, this damage builds up, and then this can cause our cells to grow out of control, and this is when we get skin cancer. So that's why tanning isn't a sign of health, it's a sign of skin damage.
Dr. Katrina Gallagher, consultant dermatologist, thank you very much for speaking with us today. More on the news at 1 after this break.